KCO, 1230 AM, W255 DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's now time for Wausau West Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO. And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it's a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup as the Warriors take on the D.C. Everest Evergreens. From the D.C. Everest High School Fieldhouse, I'm Chad Holmes. Wausau West continues just to be consistently solid this season. Warriors, 14 wins and 4 losses overall, 6-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Wausau West has won their last 6 games, including a hard-fought 56-47 win over Rhinelander at the Wausau West Fieldhouse on Tuesday. Warriors right now in second place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, behind only undefeated Marshfield. Warriors still have one more matchup with Marshfield at the West Fieldhouse, so the Warriors are hoping to keep their hopes alive of at least a share of the conference championship. They'll need a win here tonight. D.C. Everest, meantime, is a team that is, I would say, below what the talent is, because this is a D.C. Everest team that is now back really to full strength for the first time this season. The last 3 games, they have had Cohen Preby, their all-conference senior guard, back, and he obviously makes a huge difference. Evergreens are 9-9 overall. They are 3-5 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. They come in after a come-from-behind win against Mosinee on Tuesday night, a game where they were down by 12 points at halftime and then came roaring back, scoring 58 points in the second half and winning 87-80. Again, the Warriors 6-2 in the conference. Everest is 3-5, but Everest handed Wausau West one of those 2 losses back at the West Fieldhouse on January the 7th, a game that Everest won 64-60. Coming up, we are going to hear the pregame comments of the head coach of the Wausau West Warriors. We'll be talking to Nate Lemons coming up next. This is Warrior Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Wausau West Warrior High School boys basketball continues on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup, Warriors taking on the D.C. Everest Evergreens. From the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, I'm Chad Holmes, joined by head coach Nate Lemons. Coach, one thing that just jumps out is consistency for your guys. I mean, and you were just saying, I was saying to you as well, last week when you had the back-to-backs against Lakeland and Wisconsin Rapids, come out there, you do your thing. These guys seem to have that take-the-lunch-pail-to-work mentality, don't they?
Yeah, very focused group. I think that starts probably with our leadership, with our seniors. You know, you got five great seniors and guys that every day show up and understand what the expectation is. So I'm really proud of that focus and just our ability to stay, you said, consistent and just really out on the floor, too, with the consistency that we've had on both ends of the floor.
Oh, I got to ask you, because I haven't seen you since. What did Jackson Riley do against Lakeland? 31 points? I mean, just draining them all over the place. I mean, again, to have kids step up. And you've said it. I think for everybody that goes out there, the opportunity is, hey, we believe in you. Go out there and do it. And apparently Jackson Riley, a very special night against Lakeland, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it probably started against Spash. You know, he had a tremendous last 5-6 minutes against Spash and really lifted us, made some big shots. Yeah. And then, you know, the kids, he can score, and he understands the game, and he plays with different pace and just has a very good sense of the game. So it's not surprising that he scores the ball. He's going to be a pretty good basketball player. He works at it. And again, he just has some of those intangibles you can't teach, just a knack for the game and making different reads and plays. So he felt it that night, that was for sure.
Got to ask you about Nico, because obviously, and we've talked all year long about how he's come in, didn't play a lot of varsity basketball last year, came in, fit perfectly within the group if you're starting five. To see him go down against Rapids, just for the kid, you hate to see that, don't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, just one, because obviously he's a senior, and just what he does for our team selfishly, what he does for our team from my perspective, but also just, you know, he's a big-time lacrosse player, going to go play Division I lacrosse, and now that season is done. But what I guess I'm most proud of is that he at least took the risk. He didn't say, well, I'm just going to focus on lacrosse, or he came out, he's with his friends, he's playing multiple sports, which that's what I think high school is about. Injuries are something that can happen with you walking down the street. So I'm proud of him for that. I'm proud of him for believing in us. And he's going to continue to be a huge impact on our team and be a great teammate and help some of those guys. I mean, he still has the ability to help our team, and the fact that he can talk to guys and really, you know, he knows the game well and help those guys from the bench. It's just his role has changed, unfortunately.
How does the look change for you? How does it work for you on the bench in terms of who you have out there, in terms of what you're trying to do? Because obviously he had a certain size that you really don't have a lot of outside of that. How do you adjust to that?
Well, I think, you know, again, you said next guy up, and just when the opportunity is available, guys making the most of it. So we kind of have to do that. We have to mold our team a little bit, but I don't think we have to change drastically. We just might have to emphasize a little bit differently offensively, as far as not playing through Nico because he's not there. But our guys still know how to play the game and still know what we want offensively. And then defensively, I don't think it'll change a lot. Brady comes in. Brady's a good athlete, probably a little more athletic than Nico is. And so I don't know how much will change. I think it's just adapting and being able to get comfortable with the fact that he's not out there and he's not making some of the passes and plays that he's made all year, and just finding other ways and guys getting comfortable with kind of their new role and just kind of the new roster we have.
Tonight, D.C. Everest, and obviously if there's a team in the Valley that may be under-repped with their record, it may be D.C. Everest right now, because obviously getting Cohen Preby back, I think they put up 58 points in the second half against Mosinee the other night. Obviously, it's a different team when Cohen Preby's out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and they were a good team without him. So, you know, getting him, he's a first team level all-conference player. So, I mean, and he stretches you because the kid shoots it. You can't leave him. He's probably as good of a – here's 100 shots. How many can you make? He's probably about as good of a three-point shooter as there is in the state. So he definitely makes you pay attention to him. So, you know, just something that we'll have to adjust to. And, again, I thought at our place, I wasn't disappointed in our effort. It just wasn't a night for us as far as our ability to put the basketball on the – in the basket, and then we made some adjustments maybe a little bit too late as far as turning Felch's water off in the first half. But, we have a good game plan. We'll be ready, and we just got to hope that we can execute on both ends of the floor a little bit better than we did the first time.
Good luck tonight.
All right, thanks a lot.
Head coach of the Warriors, Nate Lemons, will come back, have the starting lineups and the opening tip. Warrior basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? If it's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
And Chad Holmes back again from the D.C. Evers Fieldhouse as we are nearly set for action. The Wausau West Warriors and the D.C. Evers Evergreens. Looking at the starting lineups for the Warriors, number 0, Kharji Cooper, 6'3" junior, 11.1 points, 5.2 rebounds per game. Number 1, Brady Phelps, 6'4" senior, 4 points per game. Number 2, Marcus McDonald, a 6-foot senior, 3.2 points per game. Number 3, Griffin Lang, a 6-foot senior, 12.9 points per game. And number 10, Bennett Mattson, a 6'2 senior, 11.3 points per game. Again, for the Warriors, Kharji Cooper, Brady Phelps, Marcus McDonald, Griffin Lang, and Bennett Mattson. Head coach of the Warriors is Nate Lemons. For D.C. Everest, number 10, Xavier Edwards, 6'2 junior, 10.8 points, 5.4 rebounds per game. Number 11, Cade Felch, 6'4 junior, 13.8 points, 4.1 rebounds per game. Number 13, Vander Truex, 6'4 sophomore, 7.3 points, 4.8 rebounds per game. Number 21, Cohen Preby, 6-foot senior, 14.7 points per game. Number 25, Casey Studeman, a 6'4 senior, 10.5 points per game. Head coach of the Warriors, again, Nate Lemons. Head coach of the Evergreens, Oliver Drake. Warriors in the road, dark blue with the gold numerals and the white trim. D.C. Everest in their home white with the green numerals and the black trim. Kharji Cooper will jump center against Vander Truex, and the Warriors win the tap, and we are underway. Left-hand side, Bennett Mattson, 23 feet from the basket. Mattson out top, Kharji Cooper, right wing side, taken by Lang. Lang in the right corner, Mattson. Mattson back out top, Lang swings it. Just left of the top of the keep, McDonald, now Cooper. Cooper gets it back out top, Bennett Mattson. Right wing side, with it is Marcus McDonald. Marcus dribbles, right of the top of the key, Brady Phelps. Now right wing side to Cooper. Cooper into the lane, stops, moves it left wing, McDonald. McDonald looked baseline, got stopped. McDonald still dribbles, gets it out top to Cooper. Rotated right hand side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson around the screen, Mattson moves it left wing. Kharji Cooper, 22 feet from the basket. Cooper looking to penetrate. Cooper up of 12, no good. Rebound is cleared by Vander Truex and D.C. Everest. Patient first series for the Warriors offensively. Now the Evergreens have the basketball for the first time. Vander Truex out top, Xavier Edwards. Right wing side, Studeman. Studeman, 22 feet from the basket. Studeman works his way out top. Now on the right wing side, with it is Cohen Preby. Preby moves it left wing to Edwards. Up for a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound is tipped, controlled by the Warriors and Griffin Lang. Lang will get it ahead. Marcus McDonald. McDonald, left corner, Brady Phelps. Phelps in the lane. Phelps with the right hand, hits it from 3 feet away. Warriors on the board first. 2-0 Wausau West. 16:30 to go in the first half. Into the forecourt. Cohen Preby. Right wing side, Studeman. Studeman swings it left corner. Taken there by Cade Phelps. Phelps had that massive first half in the first meeting between these teams. With it out top again is Phelps. Phelps, right wing side. Taken there by Vander Truax. Truax, left wing, Edwards. Edwards moves it into the right corner. Taken there by Cade Phelps. Phelps has it knocked away, gets it back. Now with it, 25 feet from the basket, Vander Truax. Both teams patient in the half court. Top of the key, Studeman. Studeman, Bennett Matson in his grill. Left hand side, again, Cade Phelps. Phelps will back it up, 27 feet from the basket. Left hand side, Xavier Edwards. Edwards looking inside, posting up to Studeman. Studeman at the left elbow, working against Bennett Matson. Now into the lane. Good defense by Matson. Tough shot. Rolls off, no good. Terrific defense by Bennett Matson. Rebound McDonald. Gets it at right wing side. Kargi Cooper back out top. Griffin Lang. Lang rotated right. Kargi Cooper. Now with it is Lang. Lang in the right corner. 15 feet from the basket. Lang trying to post up. Fade away from 10. Rolls off, no good. Weak side rebound grab by Studeman. Back up court. Now comes Cohen Preby for DCE. 2-0 Warriors. 15-11 to go. First half. Out top, Xavier Edwards looking to penetrate. Edwards in the lane. Little three-footer is good. Xavier Edwards getting on the board for DC Everest. 2-2 game. Warriors back into the front court. Left-hand side, Marcus McDonald, 22 feet from the basket. McDonald into the lane, right wing. Three-pointer for Matson. Hits it. Bennett Matson from the right wing. Warriors up 5-2, 14:42 to go, first half. Back into the forecourt, Vander Truax. Out top, Edwards. Now Studeman, 20 feet from the basket. Cohen Preby works around the screen. And now a palming the basketball called on Cohen Preby. Preby having a word with the referee. Does not like it one bit, but the turnover goes over to Wausau West. 5-2 Warriors, 14 and a half minutes to go, first half. Into the front court comes Lang. Lang, right wing side, Bennett Matson. Matson penetrates to the free throw line. Now into the lane. Moves it right corner. On the right wing, Lang. Lang looking to penetrate. Lang to the hole. Rolls off, no good, but draws the contact, draws the foul, and a couple of free throws coming up for Lang. Hope you were with us on Wednesday for the big high school sports show. Our student-athlete guest was Griffin Lang. If you missed it, you can go to our podcast page, either at WXCO.FM, on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts as well. First free throw is good for Griffin Lang. 72% free throw shooter is the Wausau West senior. Second free throw is good as well. 7-2 Wausau West, 14:15 to go in the first half. Evergreens back into the front court. Xavier Edwards, 30 feet from the basket. Into the right corner, Vander Truax. Truax back out top, Edwards between the circles. Rather passive early are the Evergreens. Preby gets it back out top, Edwards. Edwards left wing side, Phelps. Phelps penetrates. Phelps up with the right hand, hits it from 6 feet away. Good finish that time by Cade Phelps. 7-4 Warriors, 13:45 to go in the first half. Warriors, right wing side, Marcus McDonald. McDonald moves it over to Matson. Up for a three. Off to the left, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Vander Truax for DCE. Preby will bring it up court. Truax, right-hand side. Into the right corner, Studeman. Studeman back out top. Xavier Edwards, 23 feet from the basket. And now a whistle away from the basketball and an offensive foul coming up on DCE. Cade Phelps called for the foul. His first. Team foul number two. Into the front court comes Kargi Cooper. Hands it off. Bennett Matson. Back to Cooper. Cooper penetrates. Cooper goes to the basket. He gets stripped of the ball. Oh, and they're going to say it's off of Cooper. And Coach Nate Lemons arguing that the ball was tipped away out of bounds. But the coach is not going to get his viewpoint to change the call. 13-16 to go, first half, 7-4. Warriors with the lead. Xavier Edwards will bring it up court for DC Everest. Edwards, outstanding multi-sport athlete for the Evergreens. Left-hand side, Vander Truex, 22 feet from the basket. Truex holds it, gets it over to Preeby. Preeby back out top, Edwards, right wing side, Felch, up for a three-pointer, way short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Griffin Lang. Lang will bring it up court, Lang into the lane. Lang got the ball partially blocked, all ball, misses the banker. Up court now comes Cohen Preeby. Preeby out top, Studeman. Studeman lobs it down low, grabbed by Truex, ball fake. And he'll be fouled, and he will head to the free throw line. First foul of the game on the Warriors. It will be called on Brady Phelps. Phelps in the starting lineup after the tough injury, knee injury suffered last Friday by Nico Federici. That's ended his season. First free throw is no good for Vander Truex. But just a shame. Nico Federici has had such a great season for the Warriors. Suffered that injury in the victory, 58-29 at Rapids last Friday. Second free throw is good. 1-for-2 trip for Vander Truex. 2-point lead for the Warriors, 7-5. 12:33 to go in the first half. Warriors back into the front court. Ball knocked away from McDonald. Picked up by Edwards. Edwards to the hole, misses the running layup, but he'll be fouled, and he will get a couple of free throws. So Xavier Edwards will head to the charity stripe here for the Evergreens. Foul called on Marcus McDonald. His first. Free throw is short, no good. Missing some early opportunities at the charity stripe are the Evergreens. One more to come. Second free throw for the lefty is good. 7-6, Warriors. Substitute coming in is Sam Dasso, replacing Vander Truex for DC Everest. 1-point game. Carji Cooper. Now the Evergreens are going to set up some pressure. Three-quarter court trap. Right-hand side, Griffin Lang. Lang. Bounce pass. Right corner, McDonald. McDonald back on the wing to Lang. Lang inside to Phelps. Phelps underneath. Up at the right-hand banker is good. Nice finish by Phelps. Nearly lost the ball. Took a moment to settle and then kissed it off the window. 4 points for Brady Phelps early. 9-6. Right corner, Dasso. Three-pointer is good. Well, coming off the bench, firing is Sam Dasso. 9-9 game. 11:50 to go in the first half. Left wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson back out top, Carji Cooper. Up for a three, hits it. Carji Cooper from the top of the key. And the Warriors back up by three. 12-9, 11:35 to go in the first half. Left wing side, Preeby. Edwards moves it right wing side, Dasso. Back out top, Preeby. 25 feet from the basket. Left wing side, Xavier Edwards. Edwards gets it out top, Dasso. Dasso back to Edwards. Left open for a three. Back bracket no good. Studeman will grab the board and be fouled by Marcus McDonald. Foul on Marcus. That'll be number two on him. And the Warriors will have a couple of subs. Coming in will be Jackson Riley. Also coming in will be Miles Wallvogel for Wausau West. So the Evergreens will inbound it right in front of my broadcast position. Left-hand side, Studeman. Studeman working against Mattson. Gets it out top to Preeby. Preeby a three. Back bracket no good. Rebound is grabbed by the Warriors and Griffin Lang. Lang back into the forecourt. Right wing side, Jackson Riley. Riley rotates it. Now with it is Cooper. Cooper penetrates to the basket. Banks it up and in for 3 feet away. Good aggressive move on the left-hand side to get to the rack by Carji Cooper. 5 points for the Warrior Junior. 5-point lead for the Warriors, 14-9. Studeman is bumped by Bennett Mattson from behind, and a foul coming up on the Warriors. Ten 10:42 to go, first period. 14-9 Evergreen Warriors over the Evergreens. Evergreens inbound. Dasso out top. Dasso moves it to Edwards. Edwards, 22 feet from the basket. Edwards looking to go down low. Kicks it back to Studeman. Edwards again, left corner. Skips it. Oh, and it's over the top of Dasso, off his fingertips and out of bounds. Turnover on Everest, and the ball back over to the Warriors. 10:29 to go, first period. 14-9 lead for Wausau West. Into the forward court. Now Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel, left wing side. Riley, open for three. Off the mark, no good. A little strong. Rebounds grabbed by Edwards. Back up court comes DCE. Edwards into the lane. Edwards to the hole. Edwards misses the banker. Rebound battle for. And it'll be chased down by Studeman. Back to Dasso. Out top, Preeby. Preeby looks down low, Studeman. Studeman working against Madsen. Studeman forces his way up to the basket, lays it up and in. Some physical play between Studeman and Bennett Madsen, and Studeman with the basket, 14-11. 9:48 to go in the first half. Back out top, the Warriors. Left wing side, Karji Cooper. Top of the key, Lang. 15-foot jumper, back bracket, no good. Rebound, Cade Felch for DC Everest. Back up court come the Evergreens. Left-hand side with it is Studeman. Studeman to Edwards. Edwards open for a three. Rolls down. 6 points for Xavier Edwards. And now it's tied up again. 14-14. Left corner. Jackson Riley. Open three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound is grabbed by DCE. Chance for Everest to get the lead. Into the forecourt come the Evergreens. Edwards near the top of the key. Studeman. Studeman left wing side to Xavier Edwards. Another three-pointer. Misses that one. Rebound is grabbed by Griffin Lang for the Warriors. Lang will bring it up court for West. Past the midway point of the first half, 14-14. Left-hand side, Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel on the left wing to Lang. Lang, 22 feet from the hole. Out top, Karji Cooper. Karji, top of the key, three is good again. Karji putting his hands together. He is feeling it. 8 points for Cooper, 17-14 lead for the Warriors. 8.5 minutes to go, first half. Right-hand side, Dassel. Dassel stops, out top to Xavier Edwards. Edwards gives it off to Studeman, just left of the top of the key. Into the right corner, three-pointer for Preeby. Little strong, no good. Rebound, Dassel. Right wing, Dassel. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, grabbed by Bennett Madsen. Gets it off to Griffin Lang. 17-14 Warriors, 8:05 to go, first half. Over the timeline comes Griffin Lang. Lang works his way to the right. Passes Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel dribbles into the lane. Moves it right corner. Cooper back out top. Wahlvogel. Left wing side, Riley. Riley into the lane. Kicks it left-hand side. Wahlvogel. Open three. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound to Xavier Edwards. Edwards back up court now for Everest. Out top, Preeby. Edwards left wing. Open three. Hits it. Warriors are letting Xavier Edwards shoot it, and he's made a couple. 9 points for Edwards. 17-17 game. 7:25 to go in a quick-moving first half. Miles Wahlvogel, left wing side. Out top, stripped away and stolen. Grabbed by Edwards, and he will lay it up and in. So Everest is now taking the lead. 19-17, 7:10 to go, first half. Into the forecourt, Jackson Riley. Goes to the basket, banks it up, and good. Good finish by Jackson Riley. And Coach Nate Lemons wants timeout. Timeout Warriors, 7:02 to go, first half, 19-19. Back in a moment here on 98.9. WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Pizza.
Yum. been quite a start here from the Evers Field House. 7:02 to go first half. 19-19 game. DC Evers with the ball. Into the forecourt, Xavier Edwards. Edwards dribbles 22 feet from the basket. Moves it right. Taken by Felch. Felch, bounce pass. Right corner, Studeman. Studeman back out top. Edwards again for three. This time rattles out. Rebound is grabbed by Vander Truax. Puts it back up. No good. Battle for the board. Truax gets it again. Truax with back-to-back offensive rebounds. Left-hand side to Edwards. Back out top. Cade Felch posting up Studeman. Working against Brady Phelps. Studeman into the lane. Studeman forces it up. Lays it up and in. Boy, just too big that time was Casey Studeman. Able to back the defender Phelps in. Kiss it off the window. 21-19 Everest. 6:17 to go first half. Left-hand side, Brady Phelps. Phelps gets it back out top. Cooper. Right wing side, Miles Walvogel. Walvogel back to Cooper. Left wing three. Off to the right, no good. Rebound grabbed by Studeman for DCE. Studeman dribbles up court. Studeman right corner, knocked away and knocked out of bounds off of Miles Walvogel. And the ball will stay with DC Everest. Evergreens will inbound on the baseline right in front of my broadcast position. Preby, right wing side, Edwards, open for a three. Back bracket, no good. Rebound grabbed by Griffin Lang. Here comes Lang, back up court for the Warriors. Lang down the lane. Lang to the basket. Contact, but no whistle. Misses the running layup. Long pass, Edwards. Edwards to the hole. Lays it up and in. Quick transition by DC Everest. Xavier Edwards, 13 points. 23-19 Everest. 5:35 to go, first half. Left-hand side, Griffin Lang. Lang, 25 feet from the basket. Further left, Kharji Cooper. Cooper gets it back out top. Jackson Riley. Riley, top of the key. Riley, bounce pass, right wing side to Phelps. Phelps dribbles with the left hand. Phelps works his way near the top of the key. Phelps still pounds the hardwood. Phelps, backdoor cut. Good look to Walvogel, misses the layup, but he's fouled. Good backdoor cut that time by Miles Walvogel. Nice feed, and Walvogel will get a couple of free throws. Foul is called on Vander Truax for DCE. Free throw is no good. Miles Walvogel, sophomore, 6 feet tall. Taking a break after a good start as Kharji Cooper has 8 points. Second free throw, good. One for two trip. 23-20, DC Everest. 5:11 to go, first half. Into the forecourt, Xavier Edwards for DC Everest. Edwards between the circles. Edwards now to the free throw line. Edwards works his way left, gets double teamed. Edwards still on the dribble. Right hand side, Preby, open three, hits it. Cohen Preby gets on the score sheet for Everest. His first points, 6 point lead for Everest, 26-20, 4:47 to go, first half. Warriors, Bennett Matson looking baseline. Matson stops, kicks it right corner. Miles Walvogel. Walvogel baseline. Moves it left wing to Riley. Riley, backdoor cut. Lang. Lang again, contact. And they're going to call an offensive foul. Boy, Griffin Lang is getting very little respect so far in this game. Every time he goes to the basket, does not get a call his way. And this time they'll call a charge on the Wausau West senior. So Everest up by six will have the basketball. Into the forecourt, Xavier Edwards now for DCE. Edwards dribbles 22 feet from the basket. Right wing side, Cade Felch. Felch in his grill, Jackson Riley. Now working his way near the left elbow. Backs it up. Felch gives it off to Edwards. Edwards 27 feet from the basket. Starts his dribble. Works his way near the top of the key. Up for three. Rolls off, no good. Rebound is taken by Miles Walvogel. Pass ahead, deflected, stolen away. Picked up by Studeman. Studeman gets it into Truax. Truax to the basket, and he will be called. It'll be a tie-up. Thought for a moment it might be a walk, but it'll be a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards DC Everest. Kharji Cooper back in for the Warriors, replacing Miles Walvogel. Inbounding is Preby. Right-hand side, Cade Felch. Felch right in his grill again. Oh, a little push-off, but no call. right in front of me. Left-hand side, Preeby back out to Edwards. Edwards, 22 feet from the basket. Moves it left to Studeman, back to Edwards. Right wing side, Felch gets it into Truex. Back out top, Edwards. Edwards up for another three, hits it. 16 points for Xavier Edwards. 29-20, Everest. 3:25 to go, first half. Right-hand side, Jackson Riley. Riley near the top of the key. Riley gives it off to Kargi Cooper. Cooper stops his dribble. Cooper passes, taken away, stolen. Xavier Edwards will lay it up and in. 18 points for Xavier Edwards. 31-20 now, Everest. Warriors in an offensive drought. Left-hand side, Brady Phelps. Phelps in, moves it left. Griffin Lang. Lang, 22 feet from the basket. Lang, left corner. Lang on the dribble. Lang in the lane. Lang to the hole, lays it up and in. Good finish by Griffin Lang. His first field goal, he has 4 points. 31-22 DCE. Edwards back in the forecourt now for the Evergreens. Gets it out top. Bander Truex. Right wing side, Studeman. Right corner, Edwards up for another three. This one short, no good. Fight for the rebound, and a foul will be called in the battle between Phelps and Truex, and it looks like it'll be on Brady Phelps. ...31-22 DC Everest, 2:28 to go in the first half. That is team foul number 6 on the Warriors, number 2 on Phelps. He'll come out. Miles Wallvogel back in. Preeby will inbound. Taking left wing side, Xavier Edwards. Edwards dribbles, gets it out top to Felch. Felch looking to penetrate. Felch in the lane, right wing. Studeman back out top, Edwards. Left wing side, Preeby. Top of the key, Xavier Edwards. Rotated right wing side to Truex. Back out top to Felch. Right wing, Studeman. Studeman 23 feet from the basket. Edwards moves it left. With it is Cade Felch. Felch moves it further left, Preeby. Inside, good pass, Truex. Truex to the hole, lays it up and in. Good feed. 3 points for Vander Truex. 33-22 Everest. 1:50 to go in the first half. Left corner, Jackson Riley. Riley on the wing. Left corner, Miles Wallvogel. Floater from 10. Came up short. Rebounds grabbed by Studeman. Gives it off to Xavier Edwards. Edwards over the timeline now for Everest. Edwards, 23 feet from the basket. Looking to penetrate. Gets into the lane. Little fadeaway from 6, rolls down. Well, this has been a first half to remember for Xavier Edwards. 20 points in the half for Edwards. 35-22 Everest, 1:17 to go, first half. Out top, Griffin Lang. Left wing side, Wallvogel. Back out top, Bennett Mattson. Mattson penetrates. Mattson, fadeaway from 7, banks it up and in. That was not an easy shot for Bennett Mattson. 5 points for the Warriors senior. 35-24, under a minute to go in the first half. Xavier Edwards will just dribble it. It looks like the Evergreens are willing to settle for one shot. 45 seconds to go, just holding it near the timeline is Edwards, and the Warriors not putting any pressure on at this point. Everybody basically standing around as the clock ticks down. 35 seconds to go. 35-24 Everest, and again, just holding it, is Xavier Edwards. Edwards near the timeline. Still holding it, 22 seconds to go. Down to 18 seconds to go. Still on his right hip, Xavier Edwards, looking at the clock. Down to 12. Edwards down to 10. Now starts the offense. Edwards dribbles. Edwards gets doubled. Ball tipped away. Picked up by Lang. Lang to the basket. Lang will lay it up and in. Big basket for Griffin Lang as the Warriors allowed Everest to milk the clock, and then picking the pocket of Xavier Edwards was Griffin Lang, and that pulls West back to single digits, 35-26 at the intermission. We'll come back, look at the scoring of this first half coming up next. Everest 35, Warriors 26. This is Wausau West Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
On Saturday, it's a battle for a potential number one seed in the high school hockey playoffs as the second-ranked Central Wisconsin Storm play host to the number three-ranked Superior Spartans. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 1:50 and the opening faceoff at 2 p.m. Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbell Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's the second-ranked Central Wisconsin Storm taking on number three-ranked Superior in girls high school hockey. Saturday, starting with the pregame show at 1:50 and the opening face-off at 2 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
From the D.C. Evers High School Fieldhouse as we are at halftime of this Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup between the Wausau West Warriors and the D.C. Evers Evergreens, and the Evergreens looking for a season sweep of the Warriors, right now leading by a score of 35-26 at the intermission. Taking a look at the scoring of this first half of play for the Wausau West Warriors, they got 8 points from Karji Cooper, pair of two-pointers and a pair of three-pointers and a two-pointer. Also 6 points for Griffin Legg. He had a pair of two-point field goals and was 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 5 points for Bennett Mattson. He had a two-pointer and a three-pointer. 4 points on a pair of baskets for Brady Phelps. 1 basket for 2 points for Jackson Riley. And 1 point, 1 for 2 at the free throw line for Miles Waldvogel. 7 2-pointers, 3 3-pointers, 3 out of 4 at the stripe for Wausau West in the first half. For the D.C. Everest Evergreens in the first half, massive first half for Xavier Edwards. Edwards with 20 points in the first half. He had 3 3-point field goals. He had 5 2-pointers and was 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. So 20 for Xavier Edwards, came in averaging just a tick under 11 points per game. Also for DCE, 4 points for Casey Studeman. He had a pair of 2-point field goals. 3 points on a 3-point field goal for Sam Dassel. 3 points on a 3-point field goal for Cohen Preby. 3 points for Vander Truex. He had a basket, was 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And 1 basket for 2 points for Cade Felch. 9 2-pointers, 5 3-pointers, and 2 out of 4 at the stripe for DCE in the first half of play. 35-26, Warriors trail the Evergreens. We'll have the second half coming up next. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Significant changes to the football playoffs are approved at the WIAA Board of Control meeting. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
At Wednesday's WIAA Board of Control meeting in Stevens Point, the group approved several significant changes to the high school football playoff system. The board voted 10-1 in favor of implementing the football playoff matrix for qualification and seeding, and 8-3 to utilize the system for assigning regional groupings as well. The playoff matrix was proposed by the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association in an attempt to bring consistency and transparency to the process with a data-driven approach that continues to balance travel distances and geographic representation. Division assignments will now be done before the season, and teams will qualify within their identified division. Points are awarded for all wins based on the size of the opponent, with points also pulled in from games that teams win to incorporate strength of schedule. Based on those points, teams will qualify for the playoffs and be assigned a seed 1 through 8. A computer will then assign one of each seed to groups based on limiting travel distance, but allowing for more balance in the strength of regional groupings. Also, the 8-player football playoffs will expand to 32 teams, with the season starting 1 week earlier to accommodate the additional round of tournament play. Both plans will be implemented in the 2025 season. You can read more about all the plans over at wisports.net. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
And Chad Holmes back from D.C. Everest as we are ready for the second half. Warriors have the basketball in the right corner. Marcus McDonald. McDonald dribbles out of trouble. Gets it back out top. Left wing three-pointers. Good by Griffin Lang. So Lang with the basket at the buzzer of the first half comes out with a three-pointer to start off the second half. And West back to within six, 35-29. Right-hand side, Felch. Felch's pass is kicked aside by Kargi Cooper, and the ball will stay with DCE. Well, that's a big start for the Warriors. Down by nine at halftime. Don't want to go the other way. Get Everest up by double figures. Try to put the heat on the Evergreens. Right corner, Xavier Edwards. Edwards, 20 feet from the hole. Edwards dribbles with the left hand. Edwards skips it. Left wing side. Taken there by Truax. Now back out top to Felch. Moves it right wing. Edwards back on the left wing side. Vander Truax. Now Studeman. Felch near the top of the key. Felch will back it up. Kargi Cooper on the defense. Left-hand side, Xavier Edwards. Back on the right wing side, Preby. Long three is no good. That was a 25-footer. Rebound is grabbed by Kargi Cooper for Wausau West. Into the front court comes Kargi. Gets it to Lang. Lang, left-hand side, McDonald. McDonald dribbles. Gets it out top. Mattson, right wing side, Lang. Lang looking baseline. Stopped by Preby. Lang, bounce pass. Bounces off the leg of Marcus McDonald and out of bounds. Hate those possessions. You don't even get a look at the rim. Everest gets it back. 16:45 to go. 35-29 Evergreens. Edwards into the lane. Gets doubled. Lost the ball. Gets it back. Edwards now forces it up. Hits it. Boy, oh boy. Coach is livid. They shot, at the very least, it should have been a tie-up and perhaps a walk. But Coach Lemons not getting the call. Good pass. Cooper inside. Yes, and Brady Phelps. Basket and a foul. Kargi Cooper with the feet underneath to Brady Phelps. Gets the basket, gets the contact, and now a chance for a three-point play. Foul is called on Cade Felch, his second. Free throw is good. 7 points now for Brady Phelps. 37-32. Everest by five. 16:23 to go. Xavier Edwards will bring it up court. Gets double team. Cooper in his grill. Ball! Knocked away, but they're going to call a foul. Kargi Cooper called for the foul. His first. Pressure again being shown by West in the backcourt. Xavier Edwards passes ahead, nearly stolen, but grabbing it is Felch. He'll go up for a three, misses it, and the ball gets lodged between the backboard and the rim, and that's actually a bit of a break for Everest because the arrow points in their direction. It's an arrow situation, so DC Everest will keep it. Everest will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Inbound, it's Studeman, left-hand side. Studeman dribbles with the right hand. Studeman back out top. Edwards, three-point attempt. Off the mark, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Bennett Mattson for the Warriors. Mattson brings it up court. Mattson now at the free throw line. Kits it out top, taken by McDonald. Marcus McDonald now to Cooper. Cooper looking baseline. Cooper to the basket, lays it up and in. Boy, Kargi Cooper has been very aggressive and very impressive here tonight. Double digits for Kargi Cooper. 37-34, Warriors to within three. The pressure again against Everest. Now Edwards. Edwards, left-hand side, lost his balance. And now a timeout called by Oliver Drake and the Evergreens. But the Warrior defensive wick has been turned up. And the Warriors to within three. 37-34, 15:23 to go. Back in 30 here on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
An 8-2 run for the Warriors to begin play in the second half. Cut a 9-point halftime deficit down to 3. 37-34, 15-23 to go. Inbounded left-hand side. Nearly stolen, but Studeman will grab it. Studeman, 20 feet from the basket. Studeman dribbles, gets it out top to Edwards. Right wing side. Felch rotated back to Preeby. Top of the key again, Xavier Edwards. Left-hand side, Vander Truex. Between the circles, Edwards, right wing side. With it is Felch. Right corner, Preeby. Posting up, Vander Truex, right corner. Gets it back out top to Preeby. Left wing side to Edwards. Edwards, 21 feet from the basket. Dribbles with the right hand. Gets it back to Studeman. Studeman swings it out top. Xavier Edwards. Edwards moves it right wing side. Cade Felch. Felch, 23 feet from the hole. Dribbles with the left hand. Ball tipped. Ball is loose. Ball is battled for. And a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards West. So the Warriors, down by three, now have the basketball. Chance to tie it up with a three-point field goal. Griffin Lang will inbound it here for the Warriors. Gets it into Kargi Cooper. Cooper over the timeline. Cooper, right wing side. Lang. Lang gets it left wing. Taken there by McDonald. McDonald now in the lane. McDonald gives it off to Bennett Manson. Manson inside, and he'll be bumped, and he'll be fouled. Second team foul on D.C. Everest. Warriors are inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Looking to inbound is Lang. Still looking. Tossed out top, Kargi Cooper. Now with it is Lang. Lang, 20 feet from the basket, trying to work around a Phelps screen. Lang now looking baseline. Lang inside, up with the banker, hits it. Just patience and strength for Griffin Lang. 11 points for Lang, 5 and a half, 37-36. Everest, left wing Edwards, three-pointer is good. Xavier Edwards, 25 points in the game. 40-36, Evergreens, 13:55 to go. Back up court come the Warriors. Left-hand side, Kargi Cooper. Kargi into the lane. Kargi, and he'll be bumped and he'll be fouled. Warriors will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Griffin Lang looking, still looking. Left corner Cooper, inside Lang. Lang, left block, up with a hook. No good from 4 feet away. Rebound grabbed by Studeman. Edwards, left-hand side. With it is Luke Honor, just came in for the first time tonight. Honor, left corner, open for a three. Air ball, way too hard. Rebound is grabbed for a moment by McDonald. He goes down, gives it off to Griffin Lang. Lang, back up court. 40-36 Everest, 13:23 to go. Left wing side, Kargi Cooper. Back out top, Griffin Lang. Right-hand side, Bennett Matson turns the corner. Bennett, right wing side, three-pointer for Phelps. A little bit strong, no good. Rebound grab by Vander Truex for DCE. Back up court come the Evergreens. Truex, left wing side to Edwards. Edwards, 22 feet from the basket. Edwards, left corner, taken there by Honor. Honor gives it off to Studeman. Top of the key, Edwards. Edwards to the free throw line. Edwards gives it back to Honor. Looked like a walk, but he got away with it. Left-hand side, Edwards. Now left corner, Studeman. Studeman dribble penetrates. Studeman back out top, Edwards. Edwards dribbles with the left hand. Edwards, patience offensively. Good pass inside to Truex. Lays it up and no good. Misses the bunny. Rebound grab by Bennett Matson. Pass ahead, Lang. Lang heading to the hole. Lang kicks it back left wing. Three-pointer by Matson is short, no good. And the rebound to Edwards. Edwards will bring it back up court now for the Evergreens. Left-hand side, Honor, 23 feet from the basket. Edwards between the circles. Edwards, bounce pass. Studeman, right wing side. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Left wing, three-pointer for Edwards is good again. All 8 points for the Evergreens in the second half from Xavier Edwards. He has 28 points in the game. 43-36 Evergreens. Grady Phelps penetrates. Phelps in the lane. Left wing, Marcus McDonald. Back out top, Kargi Cooper. Right wing side to Lang. Lang, Works around the screen. Open three. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Preby for DCE. Back up court. Now come the Evergreens. Edwards moves it left. With it is Honor. 21 feet from the basket. Honor back out top to Edwards. Edwards. Studeman left wing side. Bennett Mattson on the defense for the Warriors. Looking baseline is Studeman. Staying in front is Bennett Mattson. Lob down low. Truex moves it right corner. Three-pointer is blocked. Hand on it by Cooper. Getting it back is Honor, who lays it up and in. Back to a nine-point game. Into the lane, Karji Cooper. He'll be bumped. He'll be fouled. But after the Warriors had cut the nine-point halftime deficit to one, Everest on a bit of a run makes it 45-36, 11-10 to go. Miles Waldvogel in, Jackson Riley in as well for Wausau West.